Welcome, welcome to the Best 5 Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5 Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is... We continue our conversation with Vint. That's VINT.co. Looking at your website, I see you have a wine advisory committee. Tell me about that.
This committee who provides feedback. And what's really, really interesting is because these people are of different walks of life in different countries, different backgrounds, they'll debate sometimes on the wine. So it leads to a good discussion and a thorough wine sourcing process.
This wine advisory committee, is that something that you come up with, or that's what due diligence has told you that you should have, or you just wanted somebody who was into that full time?
Yeah, we structured that early in the life of Vint. So in 2020, we started to work on the wine investment committee to get the world's best. We thought it would be a way to comprehensively do analysis and source wines from across the world. So they've certainly been an asset. It also lends trust and credibility to us having two of the 50 masters of wine in the U.S. Working with us.
Being the head of wine at Vint, tell me, Billy, what goes into curating a wine that you're going to offer as a choice to invest in?
When we're thinking about So we submit our wines or the potential collections to the SEC in batches. So when we think of these potential batches, whether they be 5, 6, 7, 8 collections, we think about one, offering a diverse kind of range of wines for our investors. So whether it be from these blue chip regions like Bordeaux or Burgundy, something that's a little more, it's well established, but still continuing kind of like mid-market, like say Italy, some super Tuscans or some Spanish wines that are really just kind of emerging as regions onto the market as big boys. We kind of look to balance out all of our collections in that way. We also, in our collection mix, throw in 20% whiskey. Some of our whiskey collections have been 2 bottles. You know, I can't say exactly yet because it's not SEC qualified, but one of our potential upcoming ones is going to be just a single bottle. So when it comes to value, we're not necessarily tied to quantity. We're just looking for the quality and what we think would be good offerings for our investors.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's turn the spotlight over to Brady. Now, Brady, being the head of the investor relations department, what things do you encounter?
I think, you know, in the part of the industry that we work in, there's a lot of education that always needs to happen, regardless almost of who the potential investor is that comes to us. You know, folks that have experience handling their own investments maybe don't know as much about wine and aren't as sure about navigating which collections they should invest in, or, you know, which market trends they should be looking out for. Then there's, on the other side of the spectrum, there are folks that we get in that have a passion for wine and interest in wine and, you know, don't know that much about the economics of investing in wine as an asset class. And so there's always education that needs to happen. Almost, you know, I'd say for 90% of folks that come in, will fall on one of those sides of the spectrum, and there's education that needs to happen. So that's a huge part of our business. That's a huge part of the way that we engage people in this industry, bringing them into the world of wine, but also, you know, educating them on our platform and the benefits of our platform. It often provides, you know, a new conversation for them every time. So I find that people are usually pretty interested to hear how we're setting this up. We found that I think we fit really well into the alternative investment space. And, you know, there are other platforms out there that do wine as well, and that do trading cards and art and all kinds of things. Basically, any asset that goes up in value over time, people are starting to fractionalize it. You know, and I think the wine stands out among those in that it's the only asset that I can think of that, you know, even as the supply is going down and demand is increasing, the actual product is physically getting better. It's a consumable asset. It goes away because people like to drink it, but it's also getting better over time. So that's kind of an added pressure on demand that is really unique to wine, and even unique to wine above spirits, because wine improves while it's in the bottle, whereas spirits stop improving after it's bottled. So it's a really interesting asset class, and you know, both wine and spirits, we are seeing a lot of positive feedback from, you know, this side of the investing industry, from folks who are interested in alternative assets.
Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzle. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.
Hi, before you go, we have exciting news.
The Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast has teamed with a breakthrough technology
and added a new feature on our website
that's bound to elevate your podcast experience.
Here is where we need your help. Trying to remember something from an episode?
Don't worry.
Search for it and we will find it for you. Have you ever thought you could just ask questions and chat about the episodes as if you were talking to me?
Well, now you can. That's right. Our episodes are now interactive and they're waiting to have a conversation with you.
Jump into a chat with our podcast and let's get the conversation started. Try it out and tell us what you think.
Click on the banner at the top of the website, thebestwinepodcast.com, to try it.